Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We have been studying this week the subject of the Promised Land out of the book of Deuteronomy. And yesterday I began talking about the enemies in the Promised Land. Today I want to complete that discussion, which we find in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 1 and 2, where the Lord gives us, through the words of Moses, the seven nations that were enemies in the land that the Israelites were going to have to kick out or dispossess from the land in order to take possession of the Promised Land. God wants you to take possession of the Promised Land in your health, in your finances, in your thought life, in your marriage, in your family, in your career. And yet there will be things, or you could say there will be enemies, that will attempt to hinder you from taking possession of the good things God promised you and has for you in the Promised Land of victory. Today I want to talk about the last four enemies. The first one that we'll discuss is the Canaanites. In Deuteronomy 7, verses 1 and 2, it said, "When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you, and when your Lord God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show them any mercy." God wants us, by the power of His might, to conquer the enemies that come against you in the Promised Land. And He doesn't want us to have any mercy on them, meaning that we don't give them any slack. We have zero tolerance for their existence in our lives, and that we make no covenant or no agreement. We will not come into agreement with them in any way and allow them to remain. The Canaanites, the root word translated Canaanite in our English language, means to humiliate. While God does desire to see us all walk in humility before Him, understand that Satan, who is ever the perverter of the things of God, seeks to oppress people with spirit of condemnation or spirit of humiliation. This subtle enemy seeks to keep people from their inheritance by convincing them they are unworthy to receive it. God wants you to take the Promised Land in your marriage. He wants you to have the Promised Land blessings in your finances and in your health and in your spiritual life and in your family and your relationships. But the enemy of your soul would try to torment you with this Canaanite spirit, this spirit of humiliation, by reminding you of your past. Well, you've sinned so greatly, though God's forgiven you and He's going to let you go to heaven, you don't deserve any blessings. Just be grateful you're saved. And that kind of false, lying spirit comes against the Christian, trying to keep them ever wandering in the wilderness, in a place of lack, in a place of less than victory. God wants you to have victory in your life. No, we don't deserve it. In fact, the Lord said to the Israelites, "I'm taking you into the land of promise, not because you deserve it." That's my translation, but the scripture basically said, not because you have done the right thing. In fact, He told them, "You've been a stiff-necked people, and it's not because of your righteousness that I'm taking you into the Promised Land." No, it was because of God's goodness. It was because of His grace. It was because of His love and His mercy. And so it is for every Christian. God wants to bless you. No matter how greatly you've sinned in the past, God wants to bless you, not because you deserve it, but because He loves you. And do not give in to this subtle enemy, the Canaanites, trying to put upon you a spirit of humiliation, trying to convince you you're unworthy to receive the blessings of God. We must destroy this enemy completely out of our lives by our reliance upon God's word that we find in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, which says, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for him who is in Christ Jesus." We have to rely on the word of God to drive out the Canaanites. The second enemy that I want to talk about is the parasites. Now, this word parasite comes from a word meaning without walls, without walls. Proverbs 25:28 states, "Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down and without walls." What does that mean? There's a dangerous enemy in the promised land where there's no lack of material things, and that is a hedonistic spirit, which encourages people to pursue pleasure without restraint, or you could say without any walls, without any boundaries. Addictions to food, addictions to drink, to drugs, to lust or sexual sins, to gambling, and all of these types of sins are signs that the parasites, the without walls enemy, have not been driven out of a person's life. Out of control anger is another sign that the parasites are alive and well, because a person with out of control anger has no restraint. The next enemy I want to talk to you about today is called the Hivites. That word means encampment. Now, let me say this to you. The enemy of your soul, Satan, all of his hordes, will camp illegally in any area of your life that you do not aggressively seize and cast out the illegal campers. I like to say about Satan, he's a squatter. That means he will trespass and squat on ground that doesn't belong to him, that he has no legal right to be there, unless we exercise our rightful authority in the name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus to evict the trespasser. Satan will take any ground you'll let him have. But we can dispose of him, we can dispossess him from the land by taking, not because we're so holy or so deserving or so powerful in ourselves, but because we've been given weapons of warfare that are from God, that are powerful to the tearing down of strongholds that the enemy may have built up. We have the ability and the authority in God, in Christ Jesus, as believers, to evict the trespasser. Just like the Israelites had to forcibly rid the promised land of the enemies, we have to run the enemy out of our families, out of our marriages, out of our thought life, out of our health, out of our finances, etc. Let me encourage you in this way. There is no place for passivity in the kingdom of God. Well, many Christians would say, well, it's just not my personality to be very forceful or aggressive. Hey, this isn't about personality. This is about life and death. God wants you to have victory. He wants you to have life. He doesn't want your grandchild on drugs. You need to take the authority God's given you in the name of Jesus and by the blood of the Lamb and the weapons of our warfare that we have been given and wage some war. This is a battle. God wants you to be aggressive in the things of God so you can have what God wants you to have. It says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, "From the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault," meaning there's a war that's on against the things of God. And it goes on to say, and this is the Amplified Translation, "And violent men seize it by force as a precious prize. A share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion." You're going to have to exert yourself. You're going to have to seize it by force. You're going to have to take a very aggressive role in the spiritual sense in order to evict the Hivites, the ones who would try to camp out in your life. You don't have to accept that this is just the way you've been all of your life. No, God says you can be free. You can be victorious over drugs. You can be victorious over drink. You can be victorious over lust. You can be victorious over your financial tendencies to gamble or to spend money unwisely. You can be victorious. You can come into the place of promised land victory, but you're going to have to take it by force in the spirit and cast out the illegal campers that I call the Hivites. Now, the last enemy that will come against you in the promised land that's mentioned in Deuteronomy 7, 1 and 2 are the Jebusites. And this one's in full force today in our culture. The word Jebusite means polluted. In order to receive the full inheritance of the promised land for your life, the Lord requires that we rid our lives of the pollution of the land. God wants to bless you with every good thing, and especially the fullness of His presence in our lives. But God will not cohabitate with defilement or unholiness. Have you allowed moral or spiritual pollution in your home or your thought life? The Jebusites are very active in our society, and God wants you to cast them out of your life in order to take possession of the blessings of the promised land. That's all the time I have for today, but if you'll join me next week, we'll continue in our study of the wilderness and the promised land. And if you would like more study on this in a more in-depth way, write to us. We have an 8-tape series called The Wilderness and the Promised Land that you can receive for any donation of $30 or more to this radio ministry. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.